AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. The big breaking news right now is not the bloviated orange windbag that came into town. No, it's actually a far more serious story. In Notre Dame Cathedral is in flames. The spire collapsed. This is tragic. It sounds like obviously there's going to be a full investigation. The thing's on fire right now, so there's no investigation going on. But there was maintenance going on of repairing the lead. I think they said it was lead in the spire itself, and that's where they say the fire started.
Wow.
So it's unknown. I can tell you right now that the damage clearly is pretty substantial to Notre Dame Cathedral.
That's
Notre
terrible.
Dame. This is not replaceable. It's not replaceable. And, you know, generally when stuff like this does happen, where you have a fire in a historic building, a lot of times it is the construction, and a lot of times they've actually had to shut off water and the installed sprinkler systems and stuff like that to do the maintenance. And that's, you know, end up having a problem like this. That's what happened to, there's a historic church down, I think it was in Wisconsin, that they lost the same exact way. They were doing maintenance on it. They had to shut down the water on the sprinklers for a few days while they did it. And the fire broke out one of the nights there. And so, have you ever been, Hunter, did you ever make it over to Notre Dame?
I have.
Notre Dame, I should say it like that, Notre Dame. When did you go over? How long ago?
It had to be about 8 years ago.
That was a long time ago. That was when I was in the military. So that would have been, I went to Paris four times between 89 and 92. And I made it over to the cathedral twice. Just think about it. You know, it just, you can't replace that. I mean,
no,
it just, and
absolutely
it's,
not.
You know, it's, I don't know what else you can do. It's very tragic here. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205 is the phone number. I will say, coming up here in just a little bit, we are going to actually have a conversation. The head of the Carpenters Union, remember we called them out a little bit because they endorsed that Republican up in that special Senate district. We're going to actually talk with Adam over there. He's going to stop on by. He's actually going to be in studio here as we are going to talk a little bit more about as we're in tax day today, there's an awareness campaign that they're trying to get out there about, you know, the construction industry and tax fraud there. And actually he wanted to come on and talk about it. So by all means, we here at AM 950, we're pro union. We want to help the unions out if there's a big issue like this. And it does sound like, you know, this is an issue on a lot of fronts that you need to correct. You can't be having this, because not only is it, you're not getting paid, you know, you're basically devaluing the industry as a whole, but as well, the system is created so people have Social Security. They have, you know, some sort of retirement at the end of this, and it's not a great retirement, but some of it. And to skirt that system doesn't do anyone any good outside of a business owner that just doesn't want to, you know, go through the motion. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on, as well as also maybe one or two other things. I'd find that to be interesting. I will say, did you notice that the snow actually has a little bit of a dirty quality? The snow that we got it's melting. Have you noticed the dirtiness of the snow?
The color?
Yeah. Did you notice it a little bit?
Yeah.
I did too, and I found it. Did you know what the reason why?
It was that Texas.
Texas blows, man. They're blowing their dirt up here.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a letter. Apparently, this storm was so powerful, and Texas has been having a pretty dry run here for about 10 plus years. It picked up a lot of Texas dust and brought it all the way to Minnesota. And it's so much that it's actually, you can see it in some of the snowbanks. There are some around my house that I'm like, what's that tan dirt? I don't remember that. And that's Texas. They're invading one way or the other. good news is it's amazing how much of that snow melted from really Wednesday was
very
the big
quick
day. We got a little bit on Thursday, but Wednesday and Thursday here in the metro area were the two bad days. And, you know, yesterday, Saturday and Sunday, it was melting fast. Tomorrow it's going to be 60. So outside of the banks, it's going to be pretty much gone. So, and say la vie. Sayonara. I don't need to see you. I'm done with the snow. 952-946-6205. The first part of this show has to do with two things. First of all, if I may, Mr. Trump, please, from the bottom of my heart, get your racist, bigoted, narcissistic ass out of my state, you jackass. Yeah. Make sure he hears that, kids. Get out of my state. You are disgusting. You are everything wrong with society. And I'm incredibly livid with you because of your ignorant attack on Ilhan Omar, my congresswoman, who is a fantastic congresswoman and is a woman I will stand by. And if you didn't see it, what had happened was Ilhan Omar was talking about how all Muslims should not be vilified as terrorists. This is after 9/11. At no point does she, she talks about the tragedy of 9/11. She doesn't say that Muslims didn't do 9/11. She's very clear that she condemns what happened. Saudi Arabia, by the way, Saudi Arabia, funny story. All those hijackers from Saudi Arabia. Just FYI, as Jared Kushner snuggles on up to those guys, all those hijackers, Saudi Arabians. FYI. But she condemns the attack, but she says you should not use that attack to vilify all Muslims worldwide. Something that, by the way, George W. Bush himself said as well in regards to the Muslims, that you should not vilify and condemn the Muslims for 9/11. You should not do that. But here we are. You're talking about the audio that what audio are you talking about that you have?
The actual speech she gave.
Yeah, let's go. Okay, if you have the actual, this is the speech that she gave. This is not what the Republicans want you to hear. They want you to hear the edited down version. So yeah, Hunter, whenever you're ready, if you've got that, go ahead and let's play it. It's about 1:40.
You one day find yourself in a school where other religions are talked about. But when Islam is mentioned, we are only talking about terrorists. And if you say something, you are sent to the principal's office. So to me, I say raise hell. Make people uncomfortable. Because here's the truth. Here's the truth. Far too long, we have lived with the discomfort of being a second-class citizen. And frankly, I'm tired of it, and every single Muslim in this country should be tired of it. CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties. So you can't just say that today someone is looking at me strange, that I am going to try to make myself look pleasant. You have to say, this person is looking at me strange. I am not comfortable with it. I am going to go talk to them and ask them why. Because that is a right you have.
Following up on what she said, after the Civil War in the United States of America, Confederates were allowed to go home. They weren't, there were a handful that the guy that ran the Andersonville prison was actually, he was the only Confederate which was executed after the war because of how he treated Union soldiers at Andersonville. But there were a few people that did have some, time in jail. But for the most part, all the soldiers, the guys that had just been shooting at the Northerners, were told to go home. The war's over, go home. And there was an effort to tell people afterwards to not vilify the Southerners after the Civil War because the war was over. The leaders were what were guiding them. They were just following orders. You shouldn't vilify them. After World War II, and after all the horrible things that happened in World War II, there was an effort made by pretty much most of the allies that even though Hitler and the Nazis and the Nazi regime were horrible, there were a lot of people that were in Germany that were not there, that were not the people that were, you know, shooting at allies, were killing the Jews, and that there shouldn't be this outright condemnation. And it was interesting to see, because they went out of their way to say, you know, even though the Germans, and there were a lot of Germans that were bad, there was still this element, this effort to say, you know, don't condemn all Germans. It's amazing. Here after 9/11, we have an element of this country who goes out of their way to say all Muslims are responsible, that Ilhan Omar is responsible. The West Virginia Republican Party, in their rotunda in the West Virginia Capitol, actually had a display, which apparently most of the West Virginia Republicans thought was hilarious, until the senior Democrat in the state blew his top about how dare you say Ilhan Omar was responsible for 9/11. And our bloviated jackass of a president, the moron in chief himself, he decided those West Virginia Republicans were onto something. So he posts a video which basically clearly implies that somehow Ilhan Omar is responsible for 9/11. And the only point of the video, it's a lie. The entire thing is a lie. You just heard what she said, that in the days after 9/11, that basically groups were formed to basically prove to people that not all Muslims are bad. And they are purposely lying about what she said to try to incite anger and violence against Ilhan Omar and all Muslims. They are. So proud the Minnesota Republican Party is of this video, they got it posted up on their social media, because they want to, apparently, in my opinion, incite violence and hatred against Ilhan Omar. Because can you tell me why in the world you would post a video with an obvious lie as the basis of the video that's designed to basically get people's passions and fires built up and stoked as fiery as possible? Can you tell me another reason why that video is being posted? Because you know what? It's a lie. And these Republicans are at the point, because I said this on Friday, I'm saying it again today. They've lost Hillary Clinton, so now they got to find a new boogeyman. And so the person that they're focusing on is a woman who's a minority, who's a Muslim. It's a trifecta for the Republicans. They can't stand all three of those categories. And so they're going through every speech they can and twisting and distorting and outright lying about what she said, to vilify her, to vilify all Muslims, and to imply that they're all applauding 9/11, which they are not. And they're doing this in such an irresponsible and reckless manner that one of their supporters is going to try to kill her, for God's sakes. They are. They're not condemning it. They're not saying don't have violence here. They basically are putting this out there. And in my opinion, the only point of this video and the fact that the Minnesota GOP shared it, how dare you, Jennifer Carnahan? How dare you, Kurt Dowd? How dare you, Paul Gazelka? How dare all of you? In my opinion, the only reason you would share that is if you're trying to incite violence and hatred against Ilhan Omar. How dare you? But I am not just angry at the Republicans. I'm angry at a lot of people. And I'll tell you what, when I come back, I will start the list. Because you know what? Where are the Democrats? Where's the media? And I've got a few choice points to point out about the Republicans and their behavior on this when I do return. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
Who's your most trusted companion? Who's with you 24/7? What do you never leave home without? Your phone. But the screen is shattered. Don't panic. Bring it to Computer Revolution with cell phone repair. We have over 18 years experience fixing computer devices, all brands, all carriers. We'll replace that screen and have it back same day. Computer Revolution with cell phone repair in Roseville at Highway 36 in Fairview. Or call 651-633-6600. We fix phones. Same day, 7 days a week.
Art lovers, it's time to celebrate, learn about, and collect local art at the St. Paul Art Crawl, running April 26th to 28th. The Spring St. Paul Art Crawl, presented by the St. Paul Art Collective, is a must-do experience that you will love. Over the weekend, you will have the chance to explore a wide variety of art while touring through local artists' studios, lofts, and galleries. Up for purchase will be paintings, photography, pottery, sculpture, fiber arts, and more. The Art Crawl sprawls over 34 locations. Join the Art Crawl and discover outstanding art for your own. And when you buy local art, you're providing to artists so that they may continue to create the art we love. The Metro Transit is supporting the local art community too, with free transit passes. Download your pass to ride buses and light rail for free during the Art Crawl. Be sure to get details at stpaulartcrawl.org. That's stpaulartcrawl.org.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. I have been livid all weekend long because that's the only point of this Trump video, which the Minnesota GOP shared. The only point of it is to incite hatred and violence. I can't find any other reason. Why would you go out there and proudly retweet and repost and pin a video based on a lie like this if it wasn't to incite hatred and anger and violence? Why? It's red meat to your followers. And I got more on that coming up. But let's get Julie is in Minneapolis. Julie, welcome on in. Thanks for holding.
Yeah. See, I just want to jump in about a couple of quick points. First of all, I did the math. And, you know, Omar was a teenager during 9/11 because that's how young she is. So that's what is partly one of the reasons it's so ridiculous and it's never brought up. I agree with you, something you said last week, the Republicans need a new boogeyman. Nancy Pelosi isn't going to be around for long. She's 79. She was, you know, basically called Satan incarnate for the last 15 years until Hillary came along and was running for the presidency. They aren't going to get any mileage out of Hillary anymore. They got to have somebody new to hate. And she is a three-for-one. She's a woman. She's a Muslim. She's black. The Republicans couldn't ask for anything more. And I think the Democrats have to talk openly about the strategy that the Republicans are using.
And Julie, I'm going to step in there because your point is solid. Let me start my condemnation out with the Democrats. And I'll start with Chuck Schumer, the Senate minority leader, who only a few weeks ago was wagging his finger angrily at Ilhan Omar. Reminder, Ilhan Omar said she wasn't going to take a loyalty pledge to Israel. AIPAC, the pro-Israeli, pro-far-right Israeli lobbying group, insisted the fact that she just brought up loyalty pledge meant it was anti-Semitic. They went and jumped on her. Everyone condemned. And Chuck Schumer went down there and not only went along with this claim. And once again, if you want to get upset about that, I can't, because loyalty pledges were used against Catholics. They were used against the Jews. Some people are upset. The fact that she clearly wasn't implying that all Jews have to go through a loyalty pledge, she wasn't saying that. She was saying she wouldn't say one. But Chuck Schumer still went down that path and condemned her and said, you should be accepting of all religions. Where's Chuck Schumer now? Been up on his Twitter feed all weekend long. Chuck hasn't said a damn thing defending one of his own Democrats, for God's sakes. And this is not some reach. This is just in your face. Let's incite hatred and violence against the Muslim woman. And here you are, Chuck Schumer, silent. And I condemn all Democratic leaders. This is your chance to come forward and show that you're not going to stand up to this. And so many of you are sitting quietly on the sidelines. This is just plain bigotry. It's plain racism. For God's sakes, find your spines and stand up for the Democratic Party and the ideals you claim to represent. I can't tell you how damn disappointed I am in Chuck Schumer. I want him gone from that leadership position in the Senate. I want him gone. I am not going to have someone who is not going to go on out there and represent and respect all religions. Period. The media. How about I take a little piece off of you? How are you not going after the Minnesota Republican Party? How are you not going after them for pinning and posting? It's based on a lie. I know you journalists out there. Well, our journalistic integrity, she said those words, and even though that wasn't in the concept of what she was saying, we can't really fight the Republicans. But I guarantee you, if some clown does take a shot at Ilhan Omar, if someone does, the journalists in this town are going to be the first one to say, well, clearly the Republicans weren't meaning to incite violence. Matt! You're hacks. You're all hacks. You think you have any journalistic integrity. Your integrity doesn't even exist because you should be somewhat critical of Republicans and you shouldn't be trying to make excuses for them constantly while you try your hardest to push the Republican narrative. But if I may, my grandest bit of anger is at the Republicans themselves. I am tired of the Republican Party. The Republican Party, and especially these far-right Christian Republicans, they take a book, a page from the Cheney book, which is to accuse your opponent of doing what you are most guilty of. So they accuse everyone else of intolerance. You guys are so intolerant of us. You're so intolerant of us. But yet, whenever there's a prayer time in a Senate or a House chamber, which, by the way, why do we have those? I don't know. But anytime there's a prayer time, an opening prayer in a Senate or a House that's led by a Muslim or a Buddhist or a Hindu leader or a Shinto leader, a Native American leader, anytime that happens, what do those same, you guys need to be more tolerant, far-right Christians do? They get up and storm out about, how dare you have someone put an invocation at the beginning of this session that's not a Christian? How dare you? And they storm on out. These guys are not accepting. This is one of the most bigoted groups I've ever seen because they demand everyone be Christian. And I'm Catholic. I'm saying this as a Catholic. I am tired of these clowns. The fact, once again, I would love any Republican, Jennifer, Doubt, Gazelka, Steinbach Jr., come on the show. You explain to us what the point of this video that you retweeted and pinned to your Twitter feed was if it's not to incite violence and hatred towards Ilhan Omar. Because at no point have I seen any of you guys say, hey, we're not looking to have violence. I haven't seen anyone say that. It seems like that's all you're trying to do. And do not fool yourself. And I have no problem in saying this. It is my personal belief that there's at least 20 Republicans in the House and the Senate, in Minnesota House and Senate right now, that if Ilhan Omar was assassinated, they would be going, yay! I have no doubt there's at least 20 of them in there. They'd be running to their 4chan account to praise this. I've actually heard two people say that the only good Muslim is a dead Muslim. I've heard two Republicans say that. I'm not going to say who they are because I was. But I've heard these people. I know who they are. I understand what they believe. And there's at least 20 of these guys in the House and the Senate. 20 of them who are out there who, if Ilhan Omar was killed tomorrow, would be happy. would be happy. This is disgusting. This is unacceptable. We should have Democrats standing up for Democrats. We should have a media that's covering this fairly and asking these Republicans, how are you posting this up there if you're not trying to incite violence and hatred? And we should have Republicans that basically are called to the task and thrown out on the carpet when they go on out there and they say something to the effect of this, and they post it out there and they endorse it. This is disgusting. This is disgusting. And like I said, it is par for the course. But don't worry. Don't worry, everyone. The Republicans already have their answers. If someone does attack or do this, they've got their earnest face all ready to go. They're going to be out there and they'll be saying, you know, I just was calling her anti-American and a terrorist and that she wanted to kill your grandma and all your kids and the dog. I wasn't calling for violence against her. We never were for violence. We just wanted to label her the worst Satan, Hitler, Nazi ever. And so don't you dare accuse us of trying to get her hurt. They're all guilty. They're all guilty. Because there's no other reason for that video. It's only there to incite anger and violence. And it's mission accomplished. She's already had so many death threats, it's not even funny. And the only good thing about that is that there's charges going to be filed against her. Or against these people that are threatening her. I understand this is the world in which we live in today. But my God, is this really the best we got to vilify a sitting congresswoman and try to inspire hatred and violence against her, to try to link all Muslims still to 9/11? By the way, 9/11, Republicans haven't helped out the victims. They haven't helped out the first responders. Trump himself apparently was defrauding people to get 9/11 benefits, and he bragged about how his buildings weren't knocked down on 9/11. There are a lot of Republicans. There are a lot of Republicans right now who desperately, desperately want her gone one way or the other. And like I said, they'll quickly run up to their 4chan accounts and praise this while putting on their, well, we never meant for violence to happen. I am tired. I am tired of all this. Shame on the Democratic leadership for not backing her up. Shame on the media for not basically covering this fairly, for God's sakes. Someone's trying to get a person killed here, for goodness sakes. I wish you guys would cover this with one half of the intensity you covered the kid that got thrown over the third floor railing over the Mall of America. And then there's the Republicans. Oh, these moderate Republicans who put out a video inciting violence and hatred against Ilhan Omar. It is disturbing, but it is there. And sure as hell, I'm not going to accept it or like it. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Take a break. I'll try to get some calls here. We're going to actually change tempo here and get into talking about unions on tax day. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
This is Gregory Rich, founder of Habitation Furnishing and Design and host of Drink in the Style every Sunday at 5 p.m. You know, I'm often asked what kind of furniture Habitation offers. Now, I can go two ways with this. I can say something like, Habitation specializes in warm, modern, raw, industrial, and organic contemporary home furnishings. But what does that mean? It means that we have some really cool stuff, and that is the answer that usually goes over better. But cool doesn't mean crazy. And I'm proud to say that everything we offer at Habitation is functional and comfortable. The type of furniture that will allow you to express yourself but still works every day. So there it is. Habitation Furnishing and Design, 4317 Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park. It's the Twin Cities' best furniture and design showroom.
One of the best parts of spring is the annual Easter Brunch Buffet at the Park Tavern. Enjoy Easter ham and herb-crusted beef, eggs benedict, Atlantic cod, a variety of salads, sides, and desserts. Seatings are at 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday, April 21st, and reservations are recommended. $29.95 for adults, $14.95 for seniors. Kids are $10.95 and 5 and under are free. And don't forget the hour of free bowling with every reservation. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, and at parktavern.net, a great Easter brunch with family is easy at the Park Tavern.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM950 Trusts, Snap Construction, at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
Hey, I'm 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Cafe Latte is the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Stop on by Victorian Grand in St. Paul. Fantastic desserts. As a matter of fact, if you need a dessert for the Easter week here, there you go. Stop on by and enjoy that. They got that chocolate turtle cake, plus also great menu as well. Stop on by at Victorian Grand, Cafe Latte, the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Adam Dunick is joining us. He is the Director of Government Affairs for the Carpenters Union. Kind enough to join us today to talk on Tax Day about an issue that is obviously pending to you guys and affecting your guys' wages dramatically. Adam, thank you much. Thanks for coming on in.
Thank you very much, Matt, for having me. Appreciate the opportunity.
My pleasure. The start off on the generic. We got the tax day today. Mm-hmm. How, you know, I talked to a few tax preparers. Taxes went up for most people. I mean, I don't know how the Carpenters Union works there, but are you hearing from a lot of your members that the taxes went up, or are they get better, or what?
You know, we did hear that, and we surveyed our members pretty significantly this spring because we have quite a bit of open contracts that we're negotiating right now. And a couple of the big hits that our members took in the federal tax bill is, one, they are not able to now deduct their union dues. And a standard deduction. They're also not able to deduct things like their travel expenses, meals, tools, other things that you would have to buy as a part, you know, things that you'd have to pay for as a part of your job. And in the past, they've been able to write those things off. Now they can write them off at the state level because the state hasn't conformed yet to the federal tax bill that was passed last year, or 2 years ago now. But the hit was pretty hard, and our members are feeling it.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of remarkable, as my tax preparer said, one of those things where I said, so are most people getting the same? Are they getting more? Or are they getting less? Oh, more. Like, yeah. Oh, really? Not even a discussion here. Okay. When you were standing up for the union, you're standing up for the union workers in the carpenter, you're standing up, and let's make sure we also say this, you're standing up for all union workers.
Absolutely.
Because every standard, every union that puts forward standards generally is stuff that is fighting for workers' rights, regardless of whatever union they're part of. So this is That's a good, important part of this. You've got an interesting problem here that it is something that affects carpenters unions and construction unions as well overall. But it's something that is dramatically affecting your wages and overall your benefits, I imagine.
Yeah, it's a real threat to what we call market share, which is how many of the construction industry in a certain market is unionized. What I would argue is that it's affecting our community more broadly. So the issue of tax fraud, and this is what we're working on today and trying to publicize and how we're standing up against tax fraud, has been called a lot of different things over the years. It's worker misclassification, it's payroll fraud, tax fraud now, wage theft. They're all different ways of saying we're going to dramatically change the relationship between an employee and an employer. We're not going to make it very clear who is what, who's doing what on a job site. So right now you got on a job site today, a multifamily housing project in Minneapolis, St. Paul, any of the suburban communities, and there's a lot of work being done. And oftentimes the people out there are being paid cash, not being paid workers' compensation, not being not having unemployment paid in on them, being having things like their overtime being threatened or used against them, and it's a really tragic situation for those workers who are in a tough position. But it's even worse again for the community at large, who we are bearing the cost of that. We're paying more because these subcontractors, or what we call labor brokers, are cutting corners and cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, we also represent a pretty good share of the construction employers and contractors that do that work. They're having to compete against that model. And what people don't realize is how extensive that business model is and how pervasive it is in our region and in the upper Midwest. We represent six states, from Wisconsin, both Dakotas, as well as Minnesota, Nebraska, and Iowa. And we see this as much in a place like Bismarck or Milwaukee or Omaha or the Twin Cities. It's pervasive everywhere.
It's not, you're not just talking. I mean, obviously there's undocumented workers that come on in that are paid on the cash basis. But this is, you know, basically just regular people who are not part of the union, who basically are American citizens, that this is just basically they're, you need a job. Okay, I'll pay you. I'm paying you cash. You don't get any benefits. You're not going to get any help, but you're getting paid cash off the table.
Correct, exactly. Mm-hmm. And in the worst case that we've seen thus far, last fall, the Hennepin County attorney, Mike Freeman, brought charges against, that, thankfully, actually, much to the, largely due because the Commerce Department found some unemployment fraud that was happening. He was able to attach two other important charges. One was theft by swindle or wage theft, and the third was labor trafficking, human trafficking. And a lot of times these issues all go together. And by that I mean, as you know, let's say we're talking about a crew of 20 guys doing some wood frame or working in it, again, a housing project or a smaller commercial project. What these work, oftentimes these same workers on the crew are being housed by the person that they're working for, or they're they come into a situation in a vulnerable place.
Mm-hmm.
And That
in need.
In need, and that gets exploited against them. The labor broker I'm talking about, the person who's being charged now, Ricardo Batres, threatened to call ICE on his employees multiple times, would not allow them to be brought to the hospital to treat serious injuries, lied to the hospital in a form of translation when they were there because somebody was injured significantly. Again, who's bearing all the costs of these things? If someone gets hurt, and oftentimes the job sites that we're watching a lot of the worst of the worst behavior happen are also the most unsafe. They're also the job sites where materials mm-hmm. get discovered that have contaminants in them, or potentially like harmful chemicals in the floor covering. This job site we were on this morning in Minneapolis near the U, called Arrow Apartments. It used to be called Prime Place Apartments. And the reason they had to change their name was because there's so much bad press around Prime Place Apartments because they were using floor covering materials that was hazardous, contaminant.
You saw that, yeah, in 60 Minutes they were talking about that, the heavy formaldehyde content.
Exactly. And so we have workers being homesick or suffering serious health problems that had worked on this job site. And so we're out there trying to raise awareness about that today. We were able to talk to a number of other media outlets and all the college students that are down there looking for housing. It's like you do not want to live in these units.
Well, the feeling is the kids won't know because, well, there's after a year, then they'll move out and they won't realize where the illness came from. There was a rally down in Rochester today, too,
yeah,
that was going on down there. And the same thing about this. Stepping back on this a little bit, here's obviously you have what you've just described, the subcontractor there. I mean, there's a few things. One, obviously, the classification thing. I mean, that's something that's affecting all workers. I mean, how many retail jobs do you know that everyone's labeled as a manager, so that they can, or in a management position, so they don't have to pay overtime and stuff like that, or they don't have to pay certain benefits. You get the wages when you talk about paying off the record. One of the things which is important is you pay. If you pay someone on payroll, mm-hmm. the Social Security is being collected, all these things, there's benefits for the person long term.
Exactly.
And so, the fact that you're only getting cash on this and you're taking advantage of desperate people, you're not looking at the longer picture, the benefits and the long term investment that's there with the worker. The profits, when you talk about these as well, the subcontractor, they're doing this cheaper, but they're pocketing a lot of the money. This is a cheap, quick, for-profit method to take advantage of workers, take advantage of the system. But at the end of the day, I mean, as you talk about the job site, someone hires this person.
Mm-hmm.
And from job sites I've seen, especially larger job sites, the people are on site and they see this sort of thing. There's a responsibility by the person that's allowing that worker to come on or that subcontractor to come on in with their workers to go and look at this person. It's like, what's going on here?
Matt, you are exactly right. This is something that in a couple states we're moving legislation to this effect. Because right now what you get when you go on a job site is that's not my responsibility and a lot of finger pointing.
I didn't know
this was happening or it's a sub of a sub of a sub, and somewhere in the lost in translation, there's no accountability. And that's a real big problem. It's something that we talk to local elected officials about all the time. We're talking at the executive level because that's where a lot of the enforcement comes from, the State Department of Labor and Industry, and then local law enforcement, like the county attorneys, who when there is a serious crime, we can try to work with them to pursue that. And I just want to go back to a point you made earlier about something that I'm passionate about, and I know a lot of our carpenter reps and our members are passionate about, and that is we do represent all carpenters, not just union carpenters. We believe, our union strongly believes, that our job is to set the standard for all carpenters and try to lift that standard for everybody. So even if you're not in our union, we still want you to have a job where you can go home and know you're going to get back home to your family at night. We still want you to earn good wages and benefits. That means a whole lot to us, and it really that's been the hardest part of some of the – because it's easy to talk about examples where corners get cut and someone gets cheated out of some wages, but when a worker is in a coma in Omaha, for example, this is an example that's going on right now. A worker was injured on a job site in Omaha, fell from a three-story – he was up in a lift and fell three stories down because he didn't have fall protection on. He was working right next to his own brother and has been in a coma for 3 or 4 weeks now, and it doesn't look good for him. And that's just a – that kind of tragedy is not something that we should see. A number of years ago, I think it was around 2011 or 12, there's a study done in construction that over the period of 4 or 5 years, the safety for all workers improved and injuries and deaths went down for everybody except for Latino workers. Mm-hmm. And why do you think that is? Because of the situation that they're taken
advantage of. There's like, they know that they're horrible. I'll say this. This is me saying this. There are horrible human beings that are taking advantage of needy people that are desperate for work, desperate for money, and also able to take advantage of a contractor by saying, hey, give me the contract. The contractor just, hey, if it's cheaper, I don't care. And at the long run, we're getting this. Because what you just described, I want to make sure everyone understands. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about these union carpenters, you're talking about not only a good quality build, mm-hmm. you're talking about, are the materials safe?
Right.
Is the work site safe? Mm-hmm. These are beyond things. I mean, what Adam is just talking about here, in case you didn't know, there's an apartment complex over on the University of Minnesota campus that's using flooring that's got high formaldehyde rates, which will sicken anyone that's around it. This mm-hmm. was all that else. That's what they did with it. They shipped it off to these subcontractors, didn't they? They're basically saying, no, that's not, we don't want to poison a bunch of college kids at the University of Minnesota because that's what their job is. And you're also looking out for the worker in the long term, making sure that they aren't getting taken advantage of because for short-term potential money gain, which is not really money because they're getting cheated out of their fair wages, they're not getting the long-term benefits and the Social Security that comes along with it. This is why the unions are so important, because it's not just a good quality build, which it is, mm-hmm. but it's so much more safety to the public, safety to the worker, and it's just sad that as you talk about the tax code and the way that they've gone after it, there still is this war against it, and and for God's sakes, we need to embrace this kind of leadership in our working sector mm-hmm. and not be trying to alienate and infuriate it even more.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. What's shocking to me too is how little people know about this, right? Yeah. We're in the upper Midwest. People are not as attuned to how much labor trafficking and the pervasive nature of the cheating contractors that are just trying to pocket more money. It's pervasive.
And cheating union workers overall. I mean, they just had I just watched rewatched the John Oliver segment when he was talking about North Dakota and the oil rigs out there. The union guys aren't there. There's contractor after subcontractor after subcontractor. How many jobs up here? They promise union jobs. Mm-hmm. And then what they do is they're also in the background talking about getting a variance from the federal government so they can ship up guys from Oklahoma to work barely a minimum wage mm-hmm. and basically not give them the union jobs out there. I mean, this is about fighting for not just quality jobs, but quality pay, quality pay for all workers, all carpenters. Yep. And as well, and I, by the way, one thing, I if I'm not mistaken, you can correct me on this. I thought I read this about 4 or 5 months ago, that something like 75% of all workers injured on the work site, 75% are all this pay for the day worker that's not there under a subcontractor, not with the right safety codes, mm-hmm. not with the safety oversight. I don't know if that's the exact number, but it's dramatically higher. It's a far less safe work site without the unions involved.
There's no question about it. There's no question that correlation is completely true. And the other thing I'd say is the overall move of defining what employer and employee is, it has to do with this whole notion of, in the gig economy, you can be your own boss, right? Doesn't that sound great? You can have all this flexibility. Well, guess what? You also get liability, and you don't get workers' compensation, and you don't get Social Security payment. You lose out on all these other things that, you know, it's the foundation of the middle class. It just is.
You don't want to be 80 years old and still going to a job site. You know,
right,
you
exactly.
want to be able to retire at some point, don't you?
Luckily, you were, you know, your own boss, but you get to work forever.
Adam Dunnick is joining us right now. We're talking about the Carpenters Union. We're going to take a break. When we come on back, I want to talk to you about this Republican that was endorsed, just real quick, if I can touch on that. As well,
sure
as
thing.
Also, I do want to also go to and remind people, you guys have a training program with carpentry that we want to drive people to, because you guys need more union carpenters. It's a great program, and you can get people into the industry. So we're going to give out all the information on how people can get involved in the Carpenters Union and become a carpenter. We'll make sure we get that out. Adam Dunnick joining us, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can save money with All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that it's too expensive and you need lots of money down. The truth? Solar is available for little or no money down. And if you have a great site for solar, you might even save money right away on a monthly basis. So don't wait to switch. You'll see your investment pay off the sooner you switch to All Energy Solar. So start saving today and visit allenergysolar.com.
The entire buying experience with Rudy Luther Toyota is so worthwhile. Every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of free maintenance with every new Toyota purchased. Their super staff is wonderful, always ready to help. And there's the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at holiday station stores, as well as discounted car washes. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Head on over to Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, I'm Donna Minter, founder and executive director of the Minnesota Peacebuilding Leadership Institute. Please join us Wednesday, April 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Riverview Theater in Minneapolis for LunaFest, our women's film festival for community peacebuilding. We'll show 8 internationally curated short films by, for, and about women. We'll raffle off 7 baskets filled with thousands of dollars worth of gift cards, merchandise, and service vouchers. This year, Minneapolis City Council Vice President Andrea Jenkins will be our honorary LunaFest chairwoman. $25 gets you 8 short films and festivities. $50 gets all of that and the after party at the Riverview Cafe. The best part is, the proceeds benefit Minnesota Peacebuilding Leadership Institute programs and our Racial and Economic Equity Trainee Scholarship Fund. To learn more and purchase tickets, visit mnpeace.org and find LunaFest under events. That's mnpeace.org. See you there.
We're breaking out this time.
AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Adam Dunnick joining us right now, the Director of Government Affairs for the Northern States Regional Council of the Carpenters Union, joining us, who are making on tax day tax fraud a very big issue here. But, Adam, I'm bringing you on in. The last time you and I talked, we talked about, in the special election, I think it was 7 District 13.
11.
Was 11?
7 District 11.
7 District 11. Can we get his mic on there, Hunter? Hunter, can you get his mic on there?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. If with the it was Senate District 11. It was you as a union endorsed the Republican, and my whole point was, and you said, hey, I've got to do what my union members want. My whole point was, if we ever get to a point where there's a right to work bill out there, and he is the last Republican standing on whether that vote bill passes or does not pass, it will pass, and that's just the way the Republicans operate. That being said, you had said that the Gazelka had given him some words that there weren't going to be any major work rules that are coming on in here. And that's fine. To my knowledge, there hasn't, at least in the Senate, there has not been. But we have had two issues, which it's the death by a thousand cuts sort of thing. The paid family and medical leave bill. House got that through. God believe the Carpenters Union is on board with that. That sounds like a good idea. I mean, obviously, something that you know your union members would benefit from. No chance at getting through the Republican Senate. The other bill, which might not be a direct one, but I got to believe there are plenty of people that the insulin bill, where they wanted to create a government, a state emergency fund of insulin because we it costs so much now because the drug company has just jacked the price up on it, not because it costs anything more. They're getting vacation homes and jet skis off the damn thing. The state wants to create an emergency budget there. I know that there are probably union carpenters where there's a family member with diabetes. Insulin is needed and something like this. It's not maybe a direct thing, but it's something that you have out there that makes life better for everyone. You know, you have these fail safes that are out there to help people. That's what the government, in my mind, is for, so that we don't get to a point where we're selling pencils and apples on the street again. How are you feeling things are going in St. Paul right now? Because it seems like there are some things that are out there that would benefit the union that they're just not getting out and going anywhere.
Yeah, you know, I think the session in general, it's got a long ways to go yet in terms of them getting closer. And there definitely is, I think, the feeling that there's the governor and the House over here and the Senate over in a different position altogether. And so there's either a bunch of bills and issues that are getting taken up in one body and ignored in the other and vice versa. There's a lot of that going on. There's no question about it. But I think overall, the two or three issues that we're the most engaged on, transportation funding and funding for roads, bridges, and transit, wage theft and tax fraud, they're kind of connected in the policy bills that have been moving through both chambers. And then hoping for a large infrastructure bonding bill. I think all those issues are still in play. I think they're all looking – depends how optimistic or pessimistic you are one of them.
I would love to hear that the transportation bill, because I agree wholeheartedly, we need a massive transportation influx in spending there. I would love to see that. It will be interesting to see if that does get developed. But we'll save that for a discussion for another day. I do want to drive people, first of all, if we talked about tax fraud there, what's the website people should go to if they want more information about tax fraud and how they can help fight this?
Yeah, www.standingup.taxfraud.net. There's a bunch of information on there, and we're certainly cataloging. Nationwide, the United Brotherhood of Carpenters are doing over 100 events, from state capitals to projects like the ones that we were on today.
Standing up to taxfraud.net.
.net, exactly.
.net. I also want to drive people, we'll make sure we link to this, the Regional Council of Carpenters. There's a great program here to help you get into carpentry. Getbetterwages.org, getbetterwages.org. It's a way for you guys to help people get into carpentry, help them get into the union, get more information there. I will link to all of this a little bit later on. Adam Dunick. Adam, thank you very much. I appreciate you coming on in, my friend.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Come back anytime.
All right,
we're going to take back, once again, the big story, the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris burning down. We'll hopefully maybe get an update on that here at the news at the top of the hour. And we got Doug coming on next. He apparently was near Trump. Oh, we got audio. All right, grand. Prepare for decoder pills. We're back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.